So let's do this show. Doncaster Man, as you've heard, has died after a stage at a Radiohead concert in Toronto collapsed on top of him. He was 33. He was a drum technician from Doncaster. He's called Scott Johnson. There were three other people injured. The band weren't on stage at the time. The concert had to be cancelled. Our reporter Dan Green is out in Doncaster this morning. Morning, Dan. Tell us what happened.
Yeah, good morning, Toby. A truly awful story, this, and a lot of the detail about why this happened we still don't know at this point. What we do know is that it was Saturday afternoon, 4 in the afternoon Canadian time, and final preparations for that gig by Radiohead, UK band of course, but on a big tour around the world at the moment. The final preparations being made for their gig outdoors at a place called Downsview Park in Toronto. It was a big gig, a sellout crowd of 40,000 people expected. And if you look at the pictures that have been circulating in the press of this, it's one of these big tall stages like you see at most of these big gigs and festivals, essentially made out of scaffolding with the big speakers hanging either side and a big screen on the sides as well. At about 4 o'clock, members of the public not in that arena yet, but people working on and around that stage, when people nearby reported hearing a noise a bit like fireworks as the top part of that stage, essentially the roof over the top of the stage, caved in on itself and collapsed. And four people in total were injured. As we now know, tragically, Scott Johnson from Doncaster was killed in that crush.
What do we know about him, Dan?
Well, he was 33, as you say. He was a drum technician, so the man who basically makes sure everything is set up right, tests the sound, tests the drum microphones, all that sort of thing, before a band comes on stage. And he was basically at the top of his game in the sense that he'd worked with some of the biggest names in music. You only have to look at Twitter over the last 24 hours or so to see people paying tribute to him, from Keane to Skunk Anansie, the Charlatans, people that like that, all writing about how sad they were to hear the news. Radiohead themselves, who had to abandon that gig of course, issued a statement last night saying, "We've all been shattered by the loss of Scott Johnson, our friend and colleague. He was a lovely man, always positive, supportive and funny, a highly skilled and valued member of our great road crew. We'll miss him very much. Our thoughts and love are with Scott's family and all those close to him."